Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Monday. I have a question for you to start this big week out. Why are you holding yourself back? Or maybe a better question for you is, what's holding me back, right? What's confusing? A lot of people ask that question. What is it? I could make up some kind of crazy little, personal development kind of answer for you. You know, a lot of people do that. But instead, why don't I just give you the practical, tactical facts about what's holding you back? Something so simple you'll say, oh, that's it. Coming up on today's show. Here we go. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Very simple mantra. Stand up, take a step, repeat. If you could do nothing else today to get yourself closer to being happy, to make more money, to meeting somebody new, to getting a new job, to finding a new house, I don't care what it is. If you did nothing today other than stand up and go, okay, I have to take a step because Scott told me to, which way do I go? And just take one. And with each step, waddle your way till you figure it out. Just keep going till you get there. You will. That's what we're here for today. How are you? I'm grateful to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. A little screechy on the voice still today. Sorry about that. I'll get over it eventually. But for now, we move on. May I, before I continue with the show, take a second to celebrate with you something I've done and something to maybe motivate you, give you a little bump, if you will. I have said over the time that I've been doing this show, you can do anything for 30 days. You can transform your whole life in 30 days if you're willing to just do it in 30 days. Well, it's been 38 days, because that was my goal, not 30, but 38. And as of today, about 5 minutes ago, the final draft of my first book went to the publisher. Boom, 38 days done. Now what do I get to do? Well, go do other fun stuff. So keep that in mind. If you have something that's holding you back that we're going to talk about today, if you can squeeze out 30 days of dedication, you can do just about anything, can't you? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. The first thing that we always do on a Monday is ask the question, have you done your homework? Now, this came out a long time ago, about 16 years ago, when I recognized that folks would listen and then not do anything. I said, what can I give folks to do that would really transform their life? And what came to me was that most people don't take the time to just think about how their life is going. So that's became the homework. Every Monday, you ask yourself this question, how's my life going? You're going to get a couple of different answers. If you like it, continue. Do what it takes to keep it that way. If you don't like it, continue and do what it takes to change. But if you take just a couple of minutes on a Monday or Tuesday or whenever you can and just say, how's my life going? And then go and then respond to it. Life will change for you. That's a promise. So let's get into something that's big time today. Boy, I talk about this a lot. I do. This is a major part of my conversation. Having just worked through that draft of my book, I can tell you when I got done with it, I went, okay, this is important to me. Change is important to me. I know you don't like change. Some people don't want to transform. I know you don't like that. That's okay. I don't like it either. Nobody likes change. But folks are holding themselves back. And I was sitting at a table. I was talking to a friend of mine. And we had spent a couple of hours solving the world's biggest problems. I mean, all solved, done. Now, if we ever get the right people on the phone and tell them what we had decided, but that's proven to be problematic right now. And she said to me, what's tomorrow's podcast? I said, I don't know. Haven't thought about it yet. Thought maybe she'd give me an idea. And she did. She said, well, why don't you talk about people that don't take big chances and change, and they stay in their comfort zone for their entire life? Now, my mind kind of went crazy then. An instant review of not only my life and all the areas that I have stumbled and bumbled my way through before getting out of my own way, but then working with so many people, the same thing. I've kind of seen that. I've been the actor and the audience at the same time. I also remembered conversations I've had with clients over the years. I've helped them take big leaps in their life. And sometimes it was me that kind of pushed them over the edge, gently walking them right to the edge. So they had their parachute ready to go. But before I could say anything else, she said, you know, I know what it is. I'm like, okay, tell me more. People get so comfortable in what they built and they don't want to lose it. Their money, their home, they wonder what their family's going to say. She's right about that. I wondered if there was more, and there was. She said that everybody gets scared of success and freezes. They just get afraid and freeze. I'm like that. But I've learned to push through my fear and go for it, as long as I'm mostly sure I don't lose what I built. Key phrase right there. And that's the practical, tactical stuff that you need to pay attention to. We talked about it a bit more and what it takes to make change in life. And I have three conclusions I'll share with you now. If you've been holding yourself back and wondering why you're doing it, and you're looking for some crazy way, something figuring out, some inspirational block or resistance is there. I'm not saying there isn't something along the way, some previous false beliefs you have to break through to get to. Yeah, it's always there. These limiting false beliefs are there. We have to kind of expand and grow into something else. However, it's much more basic. You can do anything when you have a growth mindset and believe that anything is possible. Okay, maybe you have that already right now, but do you really have a growth mindset and do you really believe it's possible? If you do, and you hold on too tightly to what you already have, you're kind of sending the wrong energetic message, aren't you? When you believe and you want to grow and you think expansion, you get to. Makes sense, right? We want to expand. So we don't want to hold on to what we have too tightly. What we have too tightly. You're human. Think about this. Are you ever going to be comfortable gambling on everything that you created in your life that allows you to dream for something more? I mean, the solid foundation that you have right now, everything you built, everything that got you to the point of having the privilege to say, hey, I want something else in my life. I want to just flip things upside down and do something else. Write my book, travel, whatever. Everything that got you there is your foundation. And it is also your desire to self-activate and go for more. Maslow's hierarchy of needs taught us that, didn't it? Your foundation needs to be in place before you can grow, and it needs to stay there before you can expand. Finally, fear is always going to be present when you begin a new adventure, always. The cure for that? Knowledge and action. That's it. If you don't know what to do, just spring into action and figure it out. Hang on a second. There are some of you who know what to do and won't spring into action. You don't know what to do yet. Knowledge and action will get you there. So if you're afraid, take a baby step in, jump in, and start moving forward. That'll erase the fear that you have. When you know what you have now and you can see your path forward and you've been preparing as much as possible for this journey, you're going to find yourself willing to go for it. And I know sometimes, more than a few of you listen to this program right now are thinking, yeah, well, what's the magic, man? What's the click, as you call it? What's that thing that if I just got, I could just break through and go? Well, I'm telling you, you got to feel comfortable where you are right now, at least to support your journey. I know you may not like where you are. Maybe you're not comfortable where you are. Maybe that is the impetus to get you to do something else. But at the same time, you still need to have a place to sleep. You still need to pay your bills. You still need to have friends and support. You still need to have all that, don't you? So is it possible that that could be the very simple, very practical, very tactical, very strategic reason why you're not moving forward? Look around you. Is the foundation set? Do you feel comfortable with it? When you do, you'll take that chance. Yeah, think about it. It's kind of like investing money, right? Well, let's dial this even tighter. It's kind of like investing in Bitcoin. Recently, we had a lot of people who invested everything they had in Bitcoin. Now they have nothing. However, if you invested 5%, you still had your solid foundation of 95%. Everything that happened in the last couple of weeks is no big deal. Just part of the ride. How do I know? I had 5%. Had. It's all right. It's okay. I can lose it. All right. So stop holding yourself back. Just get your foundation set. Get your dreams expanding. Step into it. Toss away those false, fake, limiting beliefs. You don't need them anyway. Somebody else will use them. Give them to them. Oh, that's mean, isn't it? Well, they won't keep them. They'll just use them and give them to somebody else. That's the way life works, right? We grow through that stuff until we get what we want. So do that. I'll see you tomorrow right here on another Daily Boost. What?